Marcus Ahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो खो रही है आज बाबुल
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم The 14th of July 2021 My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia On this cold Wednesday morning here in Johannesburg Our beloved engineer Brother Bonface He's looking good, he's looking extra warm as well With his warm hat And I see he's smiling Brother Bonface is shaking his head. He says, yes, sir, I'm with you this morning on the bliss of marriage. I want to welcome the beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And, of course, I want to welcome the beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, my beloved listeners, if you have any questions, you know which number to send on. That's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Is brother's daughter a mahram Ustad of her father's brother? That is Chacha. Please clarify, Ustad, anonymous.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100% you must remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll give you both examples, that you take that I am the father and I have a brother. So my daughter and my brother, that is her uncle, her chacha, her kaka, so he will be her mahram. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ammu sinu abi, that remember the chacha, the kaka, the paternal uncle, pasa brur. So the father's brother takes the place of the father. Similarly, you must remember that I have my mother and my mother's sister, so she becomes my khala, she becomes my masi, so al-khala to be manzilatil so I will be the mahram for my masi, for my khala, because she takes the place of the mother. So 100% you must remember in these cases, you become the mahram for them.
Listen to this one, Ustad. Dear Mufti Sahab, we have planned a name and room color for a baby boy. We inscribed his name everywhere. Everything was set and received all gifts for our boy. Yesterday, I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. My husband walked out on me. Do I sit for iddat? He gave me 3 talaqs. Ustad, anonymous.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So this is jahalat and ignorance. Remember that you don't have this in your control, that a switch button, you know, boy, girl. All this is from Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah. Let me give you one example from the noble Quran and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. That Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, her parents, who are her parents? Her father's name is Imran. Her mother's name is Hanna. Hanna is a wonderful, beautiful name. You must remember your parents. For example, you, the lady who gave birth to the wonderful, beautiful daughter, you can choose Maryam. Maryam is the only lady whose name is mentioned in the noble Quran and 34 times. And Surah Maryam chapter 19. And Maryam means Abida, the one who worships Almighty Allah. Her mother and father, they Almighty Allah makes reference to them. Chapter 3, Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran. And verse number 35. إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي. The wife of Imran. So who's the wife of Imran? Hanna. So Hanna means to be kind, to be compassionate. So she made a vow. Inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni. Ya Allah, when I give birth to this baby boy, we will dedicate him for Masjid al-Aqsa. Both of them agreed. The father and the mother. That is Hanna and her husband, Hazrat Imran. So both of them agreed. Lo and behold, when she gave birth, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. Ya Allah, I gave birth to a baby girl. So وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. And a male and a female are not the same. So you must remember that they won't accept the girl to be there to be the khadim and worker and dedicated. So inni sammaytuha Maryam, and then Maryam gave birth, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam miraculously. So that is the story, chapter 3, verses number 34, 35, 36, all that you can see. And Almighty Allah speaks of her. And for your husband to issue 3 talaqs to you, totally haram but valid, and yes, you have to sit in iddat, and your iddat will be 3 menses, remember that. And according to Hanafis and Hanbalis, and according to the Shafi'is and the Malikis, it will be 3 periods of cleanliness. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, He's giving you a gift, and now your husband does not like the gift which Almighty Allah gave, and in his foolishness, you must remember, now he issued talaq to you, and then afterwards you will start crying and so forth, and that also 3 talaqs, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So remember in chapter 42, Surah to Shura, verses 48, 49, 50. Chapter 42, verses 49-50. Almighty Allah states, يَهَبُ لِبَيْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثَ. Allah Ta'ala gives for whoever He wants daughters. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّمَ الْإِنَاثَ عَلَى الزُّكُورِ. Allah mentioned daughter first compared to the boys. Ulama have written under that verse there that the first child of a couple is a daughter, that family is a Mubarak family. But our people have jahiliya in them. They still have the traits of ignorance in them. When a daughter comes, they consider it unlucky and so forth. So now you prepared the room, you got the clothes, everything. So now you are disappointed. And now the frustration, he vent his anger on you. Totally haram what he did, you must remember. So you must now take inspiration from who? From the parents of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, and say that this daughter, Almighty Allah will use her for deen, and you must dedicate her for deen, inshallah. So remember that you must continue with life, and you must be strong as well, and always read for her the beautiful flower, bundle of joy. So what are you going to read for her? So you must read the 4 quls, you must read Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha, blow on her, and whilst you are in your nifas and in your postnatal, because you can't read Quran with intention of tilawat and reading Quran, so make intention of dua, and in that way there you blow on your flower. So inshallah Allah Ta'ala will let the daughter grow up, and great, great things will happen in her favor and your favor.
Ustad, there's a sister from Roshni, she wants advice, Ustad, and she says that
Everybody around her in Roshni are telling her that all this is happening because of our actions. Ustad, do you justify that? All this happening, the looting, the shooting, Ustad.
All matter is not what I say and you say and he say and she say. All matter Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ. When calamities befall you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, is because of your own deeds and your own actions. In the same surah I mention now, same chapter, chapter number 42 and verse number 33. So we must remember Allah has a system, cause and effect, action and reaction. So you, my sister, I don't see why you got so much doubt. If I just give you 3-4 examples, ask the people now, today, how many people read Fajr Salat on time? How many people read in this year, month year, Zulhijjah? Today is the 3rd of Zulhijjah, 5 daily Salat, just in this 2-3 days. You know 70-80% didn't do that. So are we asking and attracting the mercy of Almighty Allah, or are we attracting the wrath and the anger of Allah? Ask yourself. Number 2. That our masajid, our mosque, the government will say you must close it next week. Our people will go close it 1 week, 5 days, 10 days before time. What you think then? People will go to court to close it. I'm not speaking of non-Muslim. I'm speaking of our people, Muslims, Maulvi, Sheikhs and Ulama, so-called Ulama. So what do you think? You are attracting Allah's mercy, or you are attracting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah? Then third one, that you see our inheritance, you see our business dealings. So you must remember inheritance, how many a brother, how many a person you serve the rights of others. They stole the rights and the money of and property of others. So many examples we know. And then you see our riba, the interest system, that every second person is busy. Then you go on to fornication, adultery, gay brigade, all that, casinos. So we are alcohol, drugs, so all that. So it must have some repercussions. There will be consequences, remember that. So therefore, sister, there is no doubt in that. It's not me saying so. Almighty Allah says so. I just gave you the verse now, chapter 42, verse 30. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Ibn Majah, ma zaharat fahishatun fil qawm, that never does fahisha, obscenity, zina, fornication, look at the women, how they dress and so forth. So you might, and the men also. So illa sallatallahu alayhim al-adab, Allah will impose upon them a punishment. So these are definitely, whether we want to call it a test and a trial, or you want to call it a punishment, test and trial is for the pious people, and for those of us who indulge in all these haram activities, it is a punishment. So majority it will be punishment. For few people it will be a test and a trial.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad Hafiz Saab wants to know, he says, Honorable Mufti Saab, I booked a bull for Qurbani, but all the livestock got stolen from the place we bought. What can we do in order for our Qurbani to be done, Ustad? And it says here, if Mufti Saab, must we buy another one, we're willing to do it. Or if we can buy sheep in place of the bull, Hafiz Saab, Ustad.
In a case like that, mashallah, you Hafiz Saab, first thing, mashallah, you're a Hafiz of the noble Quran. So you read with me, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily we belong to Almighty Allah, and verily we all have to return to Almighty Allah. Death is one thing that is certain. The only thing is the date that we don't know. Somebody will pass away this year, someone next year, someone 5, 10, 20 years time. So the life will carry on and death will come. And that will be on the appointed time. What vaccination, no vaccination, ventilator, no ventilator. Death comes on the appointed time. Then read the second part of the dua mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Allahumma ajurni. Allahumma ajurni. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you reward me. Fi musibati. In this calamity of ours, trying times, difficult times. وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرَ مِنْهَا. Ya Allah, you give me a better replacement. So that is the dua. So obviously, if you can afford it, Afisab, then you buy another bull. And if you don't want to buy a bull, you buy 7 goats, 7 sheep, whatever. All that is flexible, permissible. There's no problem with that. You can do so. All that will be permissible. However, one more dimension aspect, because I receive various queries in this week here regarding the same issue. I answered them, but I better if I answered on the radio. So the listeners of Sirius FM and Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, thousands of you can benefit and listen to it, answer as well. Now, what about the thousands of rand, 10,000, whatever you paid, or more, this example I'm giving of 10,000, for the bull and what have you to that person there? So he will tell you, you know what, I had it ready and it got stolen, the looters came and so forth. So he Islamically has to refund you. But now you must remember that you also realize his predicament, his dilemma. So my advice in cases like that try and meet one another halfway. Say, for example, you paid him 10,000, but now you know his losses are going to millions. So tell him, okay, give me 3,000, 5,000, at least meet me quarter way, halfway, and so forth, you know. So in that way there, at least you also get thawab, he also gets thawab, and try and reach Sula and so forth. So that is my advice regarding that issue.
Somebody wants to know, yeah, Ustad. Anonymous says, dear Honorable Mufti Saab, Mola, he says, Mufti Saab, Wednesday today, the middle of the week, my wife wants groceries. I don't have the time to go out because of my work, Mufti Saab. She wants to send our ghair mahram neighbor to do our shopping. Is she just, Ustad?
So how you were doing is not you got married yesterday and today you are doing shopping. So how are you doing shopping all these years you married, my brother? So you must remember that common sense is no more common, you know. So you must remember that it's not that if you don't go for shopping today, then people will die or something. So you can go in the weekend, you can wait for a few days, or you can go at night after you come back. You know, today the shops are open from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night and so forth and so on. So there are many, many ways. Allah Ta'ala taught us in the Noble Quran, chapter 65, verse number 2, number 3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whosoever fears Almighty Allah, so Almighty Allah will make a way out for him, a halal way. And وَيَرْزُقُ, we human beings think we will get less money, we will get less resources, less, you know, income. Allah says, no, if you practice on the Sharia, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, Allah will give you risk and sustenance from such avenues you never anticipated and expected. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. So you got 2-3 options. First and foremost, both of you are to blame. Number one is you, the wife, that you say, I want it now and now. So now the husband says, I'm working. So you can wait till the evening or till the weekend and so. And you, the husband, why didn't you already make arrangements last weekend, the previous weekend? You know groceries, you don't go every day to go buy, every week to go buy. Normally, couple will go buy for the whole month. So you must have a set timetable and so forth. So both of you should meet one another halfway. When you come back from work, then you can take her also. Or tell her in the weekend you will take her. And she, you know, Eid is only next week, Wednesday. So there's still 1 week left. There's no need to rush and cause panic.
This is a very serious question, Ustad. It's a sister from Durban. And she says, yeah, dear Mufti Saab, you know our situation at the moment. No food, nowhere to go. So there's a group of Shias who's coming to for assistance. Do we take that assistance or not to start? But no condition attached.
No, you must not take from Shia. Shias are worse than the Kuffar, the Yahud and the Nasara. So that is a test and trial. This is how they will soften you. You must remember, simple question you should be asking yourself. Somebody is swearing your father, your mother. Somebody is swearing your family members every day. Will you take from them? So, but our father, mother, they're ordinary mortals and ordinary people. These kuffar, Shias, daily they are swearing. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman Nurain radiallahu anh, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. So why must you take from them? Tell them, go fly a kite. We don't want nothing to do with you. So it's not permissible for you to take from them. Remember that our brothers will mobilize and come and help the families, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. How do we survive, Mufti Sahab, in thus trying times? I am in iddat at my ex-husband's house. Now he's out of a job and can't pay the rent. I have nowhere to go, Mufti Sahab, and nobody to support me. I can't even find a job. Anonymous sister ustad.
So in a case like that, that if he wants to come back to his house and so forth, and you have to move in by your parents or your brother or somebody, and then in that case there, if you don't have jewelry, you don't have income, so you can take zakat also. So zakat is permissible in those cases there. There's no need for you to go and work and so forth. So remember, zakat is meant for such people there who are down and out. So therefore, always look for the halal solution and way out, not for any haram. When we start looking for haram, that is the time we inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa la, Allah protect us.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Somebody says, yeah, Mufti Sahab, I really like the bliss of marriage. I married my wife because she is rich, but she is the most stingiest person I came across. Only wants more and more and says that I will get my share when she dies. She's 30 and I am 50. What happens if I die before her? Ustad.
So you should ask yourself this question. You said it now. You married her because of her money. But you forgot to look at the hadith. You know, selective amnesia. That's what you call it in English. So you forgot to look at the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a male gets married to the female, and that female is a wealthy, influential, rich lady, rich family, so fa innama adallahu Allah, Allah will disgrace him, that is the husband. So see, you're already going through the disgrace. So she already realizes that you married her just for the money, because you 30 and she's 50 and so forth, but you already waiting for her to die and then you can inherit. So if there's no children, then you will inherit 50%, and if there's a child or children, then you will inherit 25%. If you pass away before her, from you, your wife will inherit. If there's no children, 25%, and there's a child or children, then 12.5%. So all that are the issues. So you must stop looking at your wife's wealth. You must win the heart of your wife. You must make khidmat of your wife. And you must beg Almighty Allah. Say, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Basitu. Read Asma'ul Husna. So Almighty Allah is commanding us, chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahi al-Asma'ul Husna. Fadu'uhu biha. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by His beautiful names, and then see the barakah that will come in your life. So your intention was tainted and polluted. So don't blame your wife. You have to blame yourself. Jaisi niyat, waisi barakat.
Listen to this one, Ustad. The brother from Pretoria says, I am from the Naqshbandi clan. And he says, when are you going to stop saying that the Shia is a kuffar? But how come they recite the kalima, la ilaha illallah? Could you please answer me that, Ustad?
So you must remember, in the time of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hypocrites also, they would read the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And you must remember that they used to read salat in Masjid Nabawi with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to fast during Ramadan. What Quran Kareem stated regarding them, innal munafiqeen fi ad-darki al-asfali minan nar, that the munafiqeen and the hypocrites who only paid lip service to Islam and in the heart was nothing. So you must remember, for them, never mind Jahannam, they will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam. And this is chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145. So the Qadianis also read, what will you say about the Qadianis, you, the brother from Pretoria? The Qadianis, they also say and recite the Kalima. What will you say, the Muslim? They say that after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prophethood continues, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani is a prophet and all this. So I give you five reasons, because I see you know very little about the Shias, or you don't want to know. In their best book, you must remember, like how we have Bukhari Sharif, in the hadith compilations, they have Usulul Kafi, written by Kulaini. In there, it's written there, the Quran Sharif has, you must remember, 17,000 verses. The Quran Sharif only has 6,236 verses. So they say, so they reject the Quran as we have it. They say the original real Quran is there in the cave by their Mahdi. Number two, everything of ours and theirs is different. Our kalima is different, our adhan is different, our hudu is different, our salat is different. They swear and curse the sahaba that, remember, Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, 100%. I got the kitabs of the kuffar Shias. So whether you like or not, we're not interested in that. We will give you the truth without fear and favor. Khomeini the kafir, you must quote me and said, I said this. Khomeini the Kafir, he wrote in his book, which I have, Tawdihul Masail, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. You see, the time now is 11:30. And according to them, the Kuffar Shia, you give 150, 20 dollars, 20 euros, 50 rupees, 50 rand, whatever boy and girl agree on. You don't need permission of the girl's father, you don't need witnesses, nothing. And then you use her, abuse her, they say all that is permissible. You prepared to give your daughter to somebody who will do that. I'm asking you. You also will say, how can this be? So that is what they propagate and what they teach. You must remember that 100% kuffar the Shia. Everything we got difference. When I used to teach them in Newcastle, Darul Uloom, so we used to teach them in Arabic, English. I used to say, al-ikhtilafu baynana wa baynahum fi kulli shayin hatta fi haqqil jima'. That between us and the kuffar Shia, everything is different, so much so, husband-wife relationship also is different. This kuffar Shia, they like backdoor business. So they say to go to the wife in the back passage is also permissible, and sodomize the wives. I got back in the kitab, they wrote it. I give you one masla, they wrote, the kuffar Shia. They say if the husband goes to the back passage of the wife while she's fasting, so she don't have to take a ghusl, and her fast is also valid. This is in their books of Kuffar Shia. And you telling me what? 100%. There's not 1% doubt in the Kuffar and Shia's a Kuffar.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I see the brother says, I would like to give you some good point that what Khomeini did. He did some good as well.
Shia, you must remember that the Kuffar also do good. You must remember they don't make them Muslim. Khomeini pakka kafir.
When it's now 27 minutes to 12, you are tuning in listening to The Bliss of Marriage, 084-786-3132. Somebody says, Yo, Ustad, where is Qurbani needed the most? Can you recommend any organization, Honorable Mufti Sabu Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember that I send out to hundreds and thousands of people, alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Almighty Allah, even this morning. So remember that Majlisul Ulama of PE, they do great work. If you only know how many madrasas they are running in Bangladesh and other parts of the world, you will fall on your back, actually. So you must remember that is one organization kitchen for qurbani and so forth, we recommend. The rest, remember, 70%, 80%, 90%. I personally have a lot of reservation, and some of them, they just take the people for a ride, you must remember. I'm telling you, some of them contacted me and said they want to advertise for their qurbani. I said, no, Jazakallah, we won't advertise it. You can go somewhere else, other radios or whatever, but we won't advertise it because we have so much doubt regarding these people and so forth. So we must never promote that. The problem today is people will look, you know, if you know Afrikaans, goedkoop as duurkoop, you know. So sometimes people look for cheap line. So now 200 rand, 250 rand, 300 rand, 400 rand. And now I'm asking you where you will get, take, say, 250, 300 rand, where you will get a cow or a bull or whatever for 2,000 rand in India, and still they must make a profit and all these kind of things. Yeah? You can work it out, the logistics yourself. So you must remember it's something really far-fetched. So therefore, me, I don't recommend it. I'll be honest. Whether it's zakat or... And I sent out a template also and so forth of certain organizations. You must not give them anything. No zakat, no sadqa, no lillah, nothing. Because you must remember they closed our masjid and they say that the Shias are Muslim. So as long as, remember this usul, this principle, any organization, they say Shias are Muslim, or they are the ones responsible for going to court and closing our masjid, Islamically is not permissible to give them 1 cent. You must remember that they're so arrogant and proud, they're not prepared to apologize because the corrupt government will get upset. You can see the corruption now again. And you must remember that they say that the Shias are Muslim. Why? So the Shias will sponsor them, sponsor their programs and all this kind of thing. Can you believe that such people, are they selling Islam or the representative of Islam? Me, I told you, my fatwa to read Salat behind them is not permissible.
Ustad, this is another number, a different number, says, tell AK we are recording him, Ustad, about the organizations.
You record me, do whatever you want to. You must remember that. We don't fear anybody except Almighty Allah. If you want, I'll send it to you. What you want to know more? You must remember that. Any organization that says Shias, I repeat myself, so record it again properly. Any organization that says Shias are kuffar, Shias are Muslim, that says Shias are Muslim, and they're responsible for, you must remember, closing our masajid, both these things or any one of them, you must not give them 1 cent. It's not permissible to give them, and it's not permissible to read Salat behind them.
A listener says, Ustad, my son was killed in the violence on Sunday. I have written out his share in my will. What do I do with his share? Does it all go to his sister or do I give it away in charity? Anonymous Ma, Ustad.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give your son Jannatul Firdaus. He passed away a shaheed, a martyr. That is what the hadith of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us. In Tirmidhi Sharif, Man kutila duna malihi fawa shaheed. Man kutila duna ahli fawa shaheed. Whosoever, you must remember, gets killed because he was protecting his family, protecting his wealth, protecting his honor. So they become shuhada, they are the real shuhada. In this dunya also they shaheed, and in the year after they are shuhada. Lawnuhu lawnud dam, rihuhu rihul misk. Remember, the color will look like that of blood, but remember the fragrance that will emanate from them on the day of justice will be that of musk. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, so many ahadith they are on that. One person, they say I met him but I can't remember, young 24 years old or so, Maulana Hamza De Muhammad or Maulana Hamza Mia. So he was in Chatsworth and so forth. So in the prime, he's not married, I got the information. So he wasn't married or anything. So imagine that, protecting the Ummah, and he gave his life. So these are the Shuhada. Allah Jalla Wala grant him for Maulana Hamza of Chatsworth, who passed away Shaheed, and all those, remember, who gave their life in the defense of Islam, that Allah grant them the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Now the main question is this. So you, the father, mother, whose son passed away. So this is what you must do now. So when you just go back to your world and rewrite it and just make certain amendments. When you pass away, number one will be the burial funeral expenses. Then number two will be the debts. Whether your personal debts or whether it is, you must remember the debts that you owe, business debts and corporate debts. All that must be paid immediately to the creditors. Number three, now this son of yours, Abdullah, Abdurrahman, whatever. So he passed away. So my advice to you, you the parents, you alive, both of you or one of you, so write down that this son who passed away, for his wife, for his children and so forth, you are making wasiyah. So you're making wasiyah to bequeath for your grandchildren. So up to one third, you got 300,000, so 100,000, it will be for them, like that it will be. So after the burial expenses and debts are paid, that is what is meant. So that is my advice. And then the fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So your son and daughters and so forth who are alive. And likewise, that leave something for your son's wife also, your daughter-in-law. So in that, she and her children, so in the wasiyah, what you bequeath. So up to one third, so just add that and change that the birth. So that will be very good on your behalf to do so.
Listener says, I play with my wife, Honorable Mufti Saab. Ulama say I am not a kid. Is it haram to tease my wife in a nice way? Example, I say my puppy or my beautiful rabbit. Ustad.
So you mustn't use words like that are derogatory. Instead of saying puppy, you must say my poppy. So you must remember that. So you must remember these kind of things here. If you call her puppy and rabbit and she calls you, then come here, my lion and my tiger or my cow. So I don't think you really like it. You must remember that. So rather use words like Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah, Ya Humaira, Oh you, the beautiful one with the ray. The red, you understand, complexion, whitish, reddish, enhancing the beauty of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the brother who spoke about Shias. Those kuffar Shia, they curse Hazrat Aisha and they say Hazrat Aisha is going to Jahannam, Allah forbid. That alone is kufr and takes them out of the fold of Islam. So Hazrat Aisha, Ya Muwaffaqa, O Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah gave you tawfiq, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Siddiqa, Oh, you truthful one, you are the daughter of Siddiq, Siddiqi Beti, Siddiqi Ladli. She was the beloved of the Master alayhi salam and the beloved of her father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So, darling, sweetheart, in Urdu, that you see the couple will say, Mere Jaan, you understand, my life. So, use words like that where you are. So, that is sunnah to use affectionate names for one another, but you mustn't use words that are derogatory. You tell your wife, oh, little Lota, come here, because she's a little bit, mashallah, size 110 kilos, 150 kilos, you know. You tell her little, so it means, oh, fatty pampoon, oh, fatty, come here. So these kind of words are not permissible.
Somebody says pumpkin, Ustad?
So if both parties agree, it's fine. You must remember that. But the usul, the principle is to use derogatory words, not permissible.
I see the sister in Spring says, Honorable Mufti Saab, I see Mufti Saab is very romantic. How I wish my husband could be romantic as well. What's the first step Mufti Saab would like to give for my husband? Or should we send him to you for tips to start from Springs?
When I was a small boy and we had a shop, and we only had a shop in that area. So, mashallah, that, you know, our shop was in front and behind. I went there after 50 years, last year, December. I went right inside the house and everything there. Anyway, so you must remember that our shop was in front and then was the house and then were our neighbors and so forth. Anyway, yesterday I spoke to one policeman. He wanted to know something. His name was Apple Sami. So I told him, sir, before you speak anything, I want to tell you one story. So he told me what? I told him my neighbor's name was Moon Sami. So he got a good laugh, you see. Then we discussed whatever we had to discuss. Yeah. I had to just bring him a little bit, cool him down also. So see, sister, why I'm telling you that long story? So we used to sell tea. You know, I still remember that. Mm. The Joko and all that. One tea was called Tamela Tups. So I still remember Tamela Tups. So these type of things. Yeah. Whether you get it now or not, I don't know. But I was a small boy. So you say you and your husband, you want tips, I give you 3 tips. For all couples, we don't know who you are. So first tip is both of you must make dua together. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and children that will be the coolness of one another's eyes. So see, that you look at your wife, she's still attractive and good for you. After 30, 40, 50 years married, she look at you and she still finds that attraction and so forth. It don't mean only physical attraction. The hearts also have to meet, not only the bodies. Number 2, that you are reading Asma'ul Husna. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, abundantly. Allah is the creator of love. Third one, this is a big mistake, sister, you also make and the husband also make. And what is that? Before husband-wife relationship, intimate and all that. So you must remember, husband-wife today just make hit and run and finish and then the husband sleeps like a baby. So no. Before you go to your wife, before wife goes to the husband, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, then read the dua, Bismillah. Any action that is permissible, you read Bismillah. Before we eat, before we drink, before we sleep, before husband-wife relationship, before we leave our home, and so, any action that is there, Allah's name must come. So husband, wife, today the last thing is that on our mind. Bismillahi jannibna shaitan. Ya Allah, put the shaitan far away from us. He mustn't trouble the husband, he mustn't trouble the wife. So you kick him out. So he mustn't disturb you. You know, today in the hotels and that what they put, please do not disturb. They're busy with their nocturnal activities, you see. So they're busy with their gymnastics, you see, like that. So anyway, you must remember, so we don't want the shaitan to disturb us. Get out from here. Bismillahi nibna shaitan. And then second part, وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا زَبْتَنَا. You are the ones, you'll send us message. مَرُبْوِرُ بَوْمَسْتَانْشِ مَرِدِّكْرِ بَبَغِيشِ. My daughter ran away, Allah forbid. So you must remember, but when we rewind, when husband, wife were intimate, fulfilling conjugal rights, they never read this dua. بِسْمِ جَنِّبْنَا الشَّيْطَانَ وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا زَبْتَنَا. Put the shaitan far, far away, O Allah, from our offspring and our children that you are going to bless us with. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Hmm. So learn this and then you'll become very romantic, sister, brother.
Let's go back to Springs. Another sister says here, Mufti Sahib, I'm married for 9 years and in 9 years, not one day did my mother-in-law give me a gift. Did ever marhum Maulana Mufti's mother-in-law ever give you a gift to start? Anonymous sister.
So I'll tell you about my mother-in-law, but I want to ask you a question. Your mother-in-law in the 9 years never gave you a gift, old Betty, old daughter-in-law. How many gifts you gave her? So that's also a valid question, isn't it so? So you must remember. So now you want to know about...
She says tit for tit. She don't give me, I don't give her.
You see, that is wrong. That is wrong. You see, that is the wrong thing. So you want to know about me and my mother-in-law, I give you a story. So now you like stories. So my mother-in-law was blind, totally blind. My wife got 10 brothers and she's the last one. You see, like that. 5 passed away, now 5 alive, like that. So she passed away here by us, here in Indonesia, by my house, here 2001. So I told my wife, see, you got 10 brothers and their wives, all loving and dead. But no one can make their khidmat, you understood, and serve them. How you can do so? You're the betty, you're the daughter. So you tell your wife, tell your mother that we got no objection. She must come here and you will make khidmat and whatever we can do and so forth. So she was just too happy. She came and all that. So they say they Mehman, but they speak Gujarati with one another. So people ask me, what are you? Me, I say, I'm 100% Mehman. They ask, what is your wife? I say, assorted biscuits. They say they Mehman, but they speak Gujarati. You see, that all, how that happened, I don't know. But they speak Mehman fluently also, Gujarati fluently, Urdu fluently, my mother-in-law. So I used to sit by her and all that, and I used to talk with her in Gujarati. So my Gujarati could become pakku, you see, could become like, you know, good. So I told her, Masi, I used to call her Masi. I say, Masi, tame riyo gharma to kiraya ve to devano. So now, Masi, you're staying here, you have to pay some rental also. She said, 100%. So beta, how much you want? I say, every day you must read 2 rakat salat for me, you see. So every day she used to read. So my gift for her and her gift for me every day. So you must remember that. Gift don't mean that I have to give money. Gift don't mean that I have to give some of your clothing. The biggest gift you give is dua to the person. You must remember that. So you, daughter-in-law, you are the younger one. So now you must change the thing. So what you're going to do, start today. Today is Wednesday. And after Zohar, duas are accepted. So now you go. And the occasion also is 100% right. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Bayhaqi, tahadu tahabu. Give gift to one another and that will generate mutual love. And when you give gift to one another, fa innal hadiyata tuzhibu dwaghayin, it will remove the malice, the rancor, the hatred. So what you're going to do, Beti, that you are going to go to the shop with your husband and you're going to buy a nice gift and present for your mother-in-law. Then in the weekend or so, when you meet her, you tell her, oh ummi, oh mother, Eid is coming, I bought the gift for you, and so forth. So you get it started. Whether she give, don't give, you don't worry. So in that way, inshallah, the tension that is there between you and her, that will dissipate and decrease, and the adawat, the dushmani, the hatred and so forth will change to muhabbat, inshallah.
I see somebody says, Ustaz, could you please comment that the Amir of the Jamiat supplicates in a week of prayers as designated by religion against COVID-19, an interfaith response in the fight against the pandemic. Ustaz.
So we must remember that whoever does it, we don't know all these things here. So we are telling you 3 things here. That any Molvi, any Sheikh, any Imam who is close to government in this day and this age, whether in the Arab countries, whether in the Muslim countries, whether in our countries, 99%, 1% you can decrease. They can call them Mufti, they can call them Sheikh, they can call them Maulana. For us, they are sellouts, you must remember that. Because for them, it's more important to curry favor with the government rather than to practice on Quran and Sunnah. So that is number one. So you must remember that. That's number one. Then number two is this. That people, you must remember, whatever the government say, they will promote. Government will say this vaccine, they will say this vaccine. They will, government will say this one, they will. Nothing to do with Sharia. Government say we're going to close the mosque, they will close the mosque before time. So therefore, so what you call people like that? So you must remember that sell out completely. So we reject it. Another point, very good point you raised. Whoever does it, our fatwas are not meant for people. One person is meant for the public and everybody must know. Today when they speak of interfaith, do you know what is interfaith? Interfaith means you get the Jew, you get the Christian, you get the Hindu, you get the Buddhist, you get the Shia, you get this one, this one, this one. People who are Muslim, non-Muslim. And their stance is this, all religions are on par. All religions are equal. If a person makes such a statement, he's out of the fold of Islam straight away. So you must remember that Quran Kareem states, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whosoever seeks, you must remember, that a religion besides Islam, then it will never be accepted. So when the Muslim prays, so then the others will say Amen. Or when they pray, they're praying to their idols, they're praying to their kufr. So you stand there, you do that. So what is that? It's not selling Islam out. So you must remember that. You go and tell them that Islam is the only religion and the true religion and all others are rejected. Tonight, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, between 6 and 7, our special program we're having for this week, we started last night, so we're going to have it today between 6 and 7 live on Sirius FM, on Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We will discuss Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Today you ask the Jew, You see today how they're fooling the Arab countries. We belong to the Abrahamic faith. So now they're lining up the hypocrites and the murtads. I call them murtads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not speaking of the public. I speak of the rulers. That they're making peace with Israel and so forth. So already they're paying a price for it. You must remember that. So what happens is this, that you must remember that they say that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew, Allah forbid. You ask the Christian, they will say, no, you are a Christian. You ask the mushrik, idol worshipper, he'll say that. Oh, Allah forbid. Oh, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it clear in the noble Quran, Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya wala Nasraniya walakin kana Hanifan Muslima. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 67. Surah 3, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya wala Nasraniya. Never was Ibrahim alayhi salam a Jew or a Christian. So what was he? Walakin kana Hanifan Muslima. He was Hanif. He turned away from all the false religions and the false ideologies. He was a Muslim. He submitted and surrendered himself to Almighty Allah. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Never was he a mushrik. Allah forbid associating, ascribing somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Chapter number 3, verse number 67. So therefore, we should not fall in the trap of interfaith. The way interfaith is held nowadays, totally haram it is.
Ustad, the brother's name is Fusaini Abdul Baki from Ghana. Please, I want to ask Mufti Sahib this question. Which part of halal animals are haram to eat? Number one. Number two, my landlord wants me to join him and his family to pray our Farad Salah in the house. Please, Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling on males organizing Jamaat in the house instead of going to the masjid? Take note, Mufti Sahib, I am a Maliki. If you can give me answers based on the Maliki Madhab. This is Fusaini Abdul Baki from Ghana, Ustad.
MashaAllah, my brother from Ghana, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, reward you. The second question I'll answer first because it's so important. You must not listen to that brother about reading Salat at home and so forth. That's exactly what the Quran tells us, that we are when we do that, we'll end up in Jahannam. Surah Maryam, chapter 19, write it down, my brother Husaini in Ghana. Fakhala, chapter 19, Surah Maryam, verses 59-60. Chapter 19, verses 59-60. Fakhalafa min ba'dihim khalfun. Your father very pious. And then the children, they left. No, not good people. Why? Adha'u salat. That they squandered their salat. How they squandered their salat and wasted it? Wattaba'u shahwat. They followed their whims and fancies and desires. Instead of going to the masjid for the men and the women at home, the men started reading salat at home and the masjid is open. So that is following your whims and fancies and desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. They will end up in غَي. Do you know what is غَي? غَي is the worst portion of Jahannam and Al-Fayr. Other parts of Jahannam seek protection of Allah from that. So therefore, what their brother is telling you, totally rejected. You are a Maliki, Husaini. Let me give you one fatwa. According to the Maliki school. You see, last week Friday it happened to me. Last week Friday, my uncle passed away, my father's brother. So it was 12 o'clock janaza, like now it's 12 o'clock almost. And we read janaza, and now the mosque is closed. So now they made mashura that I'm here, we must read Jumma. So I asked them, what we're going to do? So I must read my Jumma. So we said, we read at the graveyard. So Hanafis allow it, Shafi'is allow it, Hanbalis allow it, Malikis say no. Malikis say, for Jumma Salat, you must perform Jumma in a masjid. You can't perform Jumma Salat in an open field. You can't perform Jumma Salat in a school or madrasa or something. So see how important it is. Therefore, I said, let me answer that question first. So my brother, you don't listen to that brother there who's telling you, you make Jamaat at home. All of you, whether you're Maliki, Hanafi, Shafi, you go to the masjid. and you read there, and the women you read at home, that is all four schools. But the Malikis are the most strict when it comes to Jummah and so forth. Regarding the animals, you take goat, sheep, camel, and the cow and all that. The private parts and that are haram. The testes are haram and so forth. The glands are haram. So these are the things. You see why it's haram? You must remember Quran Sharif teaches us, Kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. My brother, Islam don't only say we must eat halal. Islam says we must eat halalan tayyiba. That which is halal, lawful, and remember is tayyib. It must be wholesome and pure. And I'm sure in Ghana also, there's one country I haven't visited, your Agra and Ghana and all that. But anyway, one day, inshallah. So you must remember Surah 2, verse number 168. So Almighty Allah teaches us, wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. And don't follow the path of shaitan. Why I'm telling you this? Today you get these halal organizations. That's another big calamity, disaster. So these halal logos, they're not worth the paper on which they are written. So you must practice on the law, my brother Husseini. Wherever there is doubt, you must...
Husseini.
Husseini, mashallah. So my brother Husseini, you must remember that whatever you have, wherever you have doubts, stay away from it. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which is doubtful and choose that which is no doubt. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Okay, let me just give you the rundown before the news. 12 o'clock to 1 will be, do not be despondent, Mulana Abdul Haq Magda, mashallah, of the Urban. So that is a good topic, mashallah. 105 after the Zohar Azan, total 130, Surah Qasas, verses 56 to 57, 130 to 2 from our archive, Surah Tawbah, verse number 18 to 23, verse 18 to 23. Then 2 to 3, Madrasa on Air, Mawla Zahid Khan, 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A, 3:30 to 4, nice lecture in Urdu, mashallah, by Mullah Suleiman Chok, the Da'alum teacher, and in Zakaria. 4 to 5, the heroes of Islam, Sheikh Zahir Mahmood is also my student, mashallah. 5 to 6 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 6 to 7 will be our special program. Today we discuss Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam on all three radio stations, inshallah, Sirius FM and Ansar Radio and Markaz Sahaba, inshallah. And then 7 to 7.30, the repeat of today's tafsir, 7.30 to 8, inshallah, will be Maulana Yunus Patel. 8 to 10 will be Medical File and Maulana Salim Karim with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and then Maulana Ridwan Kaji, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.